Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Hello, Uncle Sizwe. It's Kosi and Ria, the twins. You still haven't got back to us for the Play-Doh Book Club.
Play-Doh Book Club.
I missed this one as well, Tao.
Okay, so if we were to start a Play-Doh Book Club, how would we meet? Because the whole thing about a book club is you're supposed to read and then you're supposed to meet regularly and then we discuss what the book is about.
Right.
And we need other little kiddies there with us. I mean, I'm pretty busy, but I can make time for you guys because you know I love you. You're my favorite listeners.
Wait, you promised the book club.
I didn't promise the book club. Okay. It's a suggestion that the kiddies had.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, so my only thing is how do they meet up with the other fellow book club members? So that's how we need to apply more thought to it, you see?
Morning, Sizwe and the team. Thank you so much for the beautiful music after the news later from after 6 going up until 7. Beautiful music. It's a Friday. Thank you. Sizwe, I wanted to ask you, Ugutin Jongo, but you like sleeping. You like telling us that you sleep at 8. So on Wednesday, you made an exception. So when you're traveling also, obviously the times change. How do you adjust to that? Just wanted to find out. And where do you compromise with Taulalo? Because on Wednesday, you were with Pamela and Google regarding the postponement of the budget speech. I just wanted to find that out.
Yeah, so that special broadcast was actually my idea. When I saw what was happening in Cape Town, I called Google and I was like, hey, how do you feel about this? She was like, cool. Then I called Pamela. She was like, yeah, cool. Then I called management. She was like, hey, guys, we want to do this. And they were like, cool. I mean, to sacrifice 30 minutes, 45 minutes, because I left here at 8 and I was home, obviously, relatively early. So that's not a big deal. But when I'm traveling, like the last trip I took, I was in LA, and there, obviously, the time zone's very different. And when I got back, the jet lag still has me for like a few days. So I'll sleep during the day, maybe, or something like that to catch up. Now I'm fully back in South African time zone. But yeah, it is a bit tough sometimes. JJ, this one's for you.
Today on the open line, I just wanted to ask, what systems do you guys use for traffic? Do you guys open like Google Maps or what? Because the way Julia Joseph is so fluent when she does her traffic report, it's just like, wow, how do you have these? What system do you use, basically?
Let me answer this for you, Juliet.
Hey, Ngazi, it's my question.
Let me answer it because you're too humble.
Thank you for the compliment. Okay, Sis, take it away.
Okay, so generally, some traffic reporters script traffic.
Yes.
They'll write it down and then they'll read it. Juliet Joseph does not do that. And I've known Juliet since we were working at Prime Media together.
Yes.
You know when they say rappers freestyle, that's what Juliet Joseph does. Juliet Joseph will just go and look at a map and then as she reads, she will be telling you what she sees. I've never seen anything like it. It's so impressive. And I say this without any fear of contradiction. She's by far the best traffic reporter we have in this building.
Oh, thank you.
For sure. it's awesome how she does these
things. Thank you.
Awesome.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. Thank you so much for...
Okay, this one we've heard.
Morning, Sees the World. For Open Line today, I have a question for Umamaga Naledi Star Girl, aka Star Girl. Umamaga Gates. No, Mama Gazuri. Papa Batonavet. Bazali Papa Batonavet. It's been a while. I think we only heard them like once this year and was last month. Musana Batonavet, Utu.
That's actually a very good question. Where are the kids? Bring back the kids.
Hey, Baba, we open line. Ngalo pozo te. Kandi yini esayenzura maphoso tahlale esikhundleni sokuba president of South Africa. The logist failure, left, right, and center, says, well. Now, I'm about to back it. I'm up and no, behind you. So, about Lisa, my hotel, I'm a pencil. You might need to lay a tax. My bed, quiet, dog, but it's a speech. Mind you, I can't do anything about this. Mshambe sikhulume nezinyanga lezi eziningi kangaka la South Africa nezangoma every day. Zimfaka uthuka nezwe lo baba akaduke nje nezwe. Sihlale nje sikahle la South Africa singana president okungcono.
That's funny. No, so let me tell you something. The fact that this budget was going to be presented in parliament should be an indication to you of how much President Cyril Ramaphosa has consolidated power within the ANC, right? Yes, we are told by Minister in the Presidency, Khumbuzo Jhaveni, that there were some people, specifically members of parliament as well, who are against the proposed VAT hike. But because President Cyril Ramaphosa's faction is so strong, that had gone through, specifically in the ANC, and it was going to go through and get presented in parliament, were it not for the DA then saying, we're not going to support it when it comes to a vote. So the question you need to ask yourself is there anybody who has enough leeway, power, and influence in the NEC to be able to remove him? And I'd say right now, the answer to that would be no. The only time President Cyril Ramaphosa was going to leave was when he was willingly going to resign himself. There, yeah, obviously he could have left, and they talked him into staying.
Mm.
I don't get the sense that he wants to resign now.
So will it be harder for him to leave because of the GNU? Does that make it harder? Or
well, it depends what you mean, right? I imagine if I invite you to something,
yeah,
and you come and join this thing based on me being here,
right?
I can't now leave you.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
Now I'm not even in it for myself. I'm in it for all of us.
So we're still with him.
Definitely. Definitely. Now the question is, will he complete the term? Well, that's okay. I don't know. Because, you know, a week is a long time in politics. But right now, we're with him.
Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
Kendrick Lamar, Lefty Gunplay, TV off, Mubulawa, what up?
Have we finally brought you to the other side? Have
no.
we finally asked?
No, listen, so let me tell you, Mina, I always tell the truth. When this album came out, the first thing I said was, TV off is not bad. Even when Not Like Us came out, I remember I was in Ghana when that song came out, and I woke up and I was like, oh, okay, the beat's cool. That's it. Nalana, the mustard part is catchy. But no, I'll never come to your side. Never, ever, ever.
But feel free to join us when you, you know, want to.
Why would I want to come to a losing team?
Listen to me now. I got to listen to Drake's new work.
Yeah.
There's a few nice tracks there.
Don't worry about a few. Tina, leave us by our side. We're eating good by our side.
Caesar, I'm giving my flowers to you. There's a few nice tracks too. But compared to this, he comes second by far. Bye, Caesar. But welcome to Kendrick. Welcome. Welcome. Bye.
Thank you. All right, Mubulawa, it's open line. Whatever you want to discuss, let's go.
One MC Zona and the team. Wafethu, I go open line and I'm Sanjay. I mean, I would like to know or maybe be advised ukuthi singadream ukuthi one of the days sizoba nayo i-currency enje izobizwa i-BRICS or iphupho nje kuphela or kwenzakalani. Semshivalo ye kwathema.
Well, according to what we told, the BRICS currency is not only coming, it's already been printed. So I guess in theory, yes. Implementation order is something else. So maybe it won't happen because of that. But there's already a BRICS bank. So I think a BRICS currency should follow.
I just wanted to ask for open line. If it's possible to also add NBA news to a sports news. We had the All-Star weekend last week and it was pretty great. So if possible, please can we also have NBA news?
That was the worst All-Star weekend ever. What are you talking about? Hey? Slam dunk competition has gone to the dogs.
Terrible.
LeBron pulled out last minute. Maybe you're young. I'll tell you, All-Star weekend used to be something to marvel at.
So last week, I was having a chat with a friend of mine after gym. And we were talking about Coke Zero. How? After a couple of minutes when he logged on his Insta, everything is about Coke Zero. Then he called me and said, bruh, how come we spoke about Coca-Cola, Coke Zero? All of a sudden, I'm seeing Coke Zero ads on my Insta. What's happening? I did some research only to find out that he gave permission to a lot of application to access microphone. One of them is Hey Google. Then I told him, bruh, but think about it. If your phone can be triggered by just saying, Hey Google, and then it does whatever you are telling it. It means all along it has been listening to you. God knows where the other information is going to. There's probably a spyware or an application that always listening to you. So guys, we are not safe.
100% correct. And I'll take it even further. You don't even need to give your phone permission with some apps. So yeah, whenever you go into an app and then all of a sudden, mysteriously, it's showing you things that you were speaking about, it's because they tailor the algorithm to your specific needs and sometimes your preferences. Now, how do they know your preferences? They've got to monitor your behavior.
Hi, Uncle C's and the team. So I had an idea for you guys for the book club thing. Why don't you make it like those open interviews, but with kids instead, where instead of like that, the entrance get your ticket, you put in your ticket, and then they get the book or the page they're going to be reading for the day, and then they get seated, and then if you were going to be there and the team was going to be there, everyone sits on stage, and then they read to everyone, and then it will be also interactive, so then they interact, and it will be able to accommodate almost a lot of kids, because a lot of kids listen to the show, and then yeah, it's just an idea. Thank you, have a good day.
Thank you for that. That's a very good idea. And look, like I said, I'm not against it. We can definitely try it. If you're going to host it here at the station, obviously you need to make arrangements. But it's not something we can do often. It's something we can do maybe once or twice a year at that.
Season 9, I'm in cool again. Who put it with them funa, but the Afanela Bosch, like South Africa, Mazu attend the BRICS. Now there's a BRICS taking place. What happened to that instruction, to that instruction with Fanela Bunch? In Abba, basically, South Africa with it, Sinaman Damangaranani, Jim Obermanji, now who Trump Manji, we engage a woman peacemaking, Abu put it. Like I have best test to Ganganani, South Africa.
I'll even go further, right? Now, there is the leader of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who also had the same warrants of arrest. He went to the U.S. and the U.S. didn't arrest him. So the double standards are crazy.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.